I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy. Tonight is Turning Up Tuesdays. We have Detroit rapper Diesel that's going to be live on the air around 10. I know, I sound like shit. And let me tell you, today has been like a crazy day. I couldn't get that much sleep last night, and then today, the weather changed. It was really cold outside, so when the weather changes, my shoulder decides, like, it doesn't like certain weather, so it makes me suffer. So it's just been one of those days. I took a nap, and I guess I'm still nap drunk, but I'm trying to come to, so you guys, you gotta bear with me. I'll find my energy, and then I'll just bust out of nowhere and just be like this wild and crazy ass person. Ashton will be joining us shortly. She's on her way to work. And, excuse me, when she gets situated, she'll be calling in. And we're just going to be chilling. We're going to be on cruise control. Didn't really pick a definite topic for tonight, so we're just going to freestyle it, have a good time. It's Turning Up Tuesday. We're going to be turned up. So I'm going to go ahead and play some music. Two songs that I like. First one, Fucking Problem, 2 Chainz, A$AP Rocky, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar. So we're going to go ahead and get into that, and then we'll be back. So here we go.
bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. If finding somebody real is a fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Hold up, bitches, it's in my time. Taking hella long, bitch, give it to me now. Make that thing pop like it's in me over now. Ooh, baby, like it raw with the shimmy, shimmy, yeah, huh? ASAP, get like me. Never met a motherfucker fresh like me. All these motherfuckers wanna dress like me. But the chrome to your dome make you sweat like me. Cause I'm the nigga, nigga. Like how you bigger, getting bigger. And fucking bitches, she rolling switches for her bitches. I bought my niggas, they getting been up off the liquor. She love my licorice, I let her lick it. They say money make a nigga act niggerish. But at least a nigga, nigga rich. I be fucking broads like I be fucking bored. Turn a dyke bitch out, have a fucking bars. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Oh, I know you love it when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the niggas you been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been beating on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed along. And just, okay, then just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction if it's coming from a nigga. I don't know that I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker, get the bussing. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking, not me. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Yeah, ho, this is Finelli. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live in South Valley. Now I'm vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, dude. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar. AKA Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is DB up too far. See my standards are pampered by three thugs tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holla, Barry, holla, do ya? Holla back, I'll do ya. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve.
Like a haven, we could make babies. Let's be creative. She say leave them tricks alone, but I'm a skater. I love her like her daddy told her no man would. I got a lot of bad bitches, she the only one good. I get about some nuts, she's smiling and blushing. If I don't answer my phone, then we probably fucking. Yeah, she love my tattoo. Ain't got no room for her name, but I'ma make room. She let her hair down, we have a stare down. She said, I'm glad you ate it, by my cap and gown. Told her I could be your chauffeur. Dick like a limo, multiple orgasms, that's my M.O. Red bone pretty, I kiss her from my titty to a slitty.
She know my lady always on. She know I need it so. She know she can get all that, all that, all that. All that, my lady got me gone. I'm where she already knows. She knows she can get all that.
Wow. Look, my girl's sweet like my hotel flow. From where they ran through more keys than a hotel dough. The D, give her the D, now the whole hotel note. Feel like I'm looking down from heaven screaming, oh hell no. When you hop on top, girl, that's what it feel like. You always had a player back like the feel like. And every time I left, it ain't feel right. Cheated on her and she stayed, that's just real life. Cause it's hard when you ain't on the same coast. Burning bread in the club, so all these girls want toast. Hoes try wave, but we ain't on the same boat. They trying to sing everything that we made flow. She told me about the X-Men, her old boy story. And how she had a dildo, you know, Toy Story. Don't fuck her on a period, ain't in the horror story. I take her to my favorite restaurant, she order for me. Cause
she know
me.
She know yeah. I need it so.
Oh, she know.
Get all that, all that. All that, my lady got me gone.
Oh.
I'm where she already knows.
Get all that.
Look, 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 look,
look, look, look, look, look, look, look, look, look, look, look, look, look, look, Lady featuring Lil Wayne, Big Sean, Fabulous, and Jeremiah. That song is nice as fuck, I swear. As much as I used to dislike Game because of other shit that really ain't had nothing to do with me, he gained my respect after looking at his reality show, and then he came out with Celebration, he came out with this. I would actually buy his fucking album, and that's saying a lot for me because I don't buy albums. So I see Mr. GA is on the line. Hey, Mr. G.A.
What's up, Chuck Mother?
What's the word, baby?
Where the fuck you been?
Yeah, across the world. I'm back. I see you on Facebook posting your Instagram shots. I see that.
Yeah. Instagram is my shit. I have to shout out Dragon for that because that motherfucker made me get on Instagram. Now, I like it, but I'm not on it like I used to. I get on it when I want. I'll take some pictures when I get dressed. I'll put some up there this week, you know.
Okay.
I'll be lazy. Now that I'm in school, I have to get dressed to go to school, so I might capture a little glimpse of me in the morning if I done curled my hair and shit. But, you know, I fuck that.
She had that with a little tutu on. I said, look at her, try to show off again. She back at it.
Talking about the red dress?
No, I think had a, what was it? It was a, one of the two-piece Brian panty set. Yeah, on something I saw yesterday. Look at her, back at it.
It was something white, whatever you had on. I'm actually going to start going back into my photo shoot. I have something coming up this weekend, and then I was going to work with one of my photographers that I always work with, but he had a busy schedule. So we're going to try it for next weekend, and then I'm going to get back into my little video promo and everything. Because, you know, I will be in New York next month. I won't be there for my birthday. I'm going to spend that with my family. And then the following week, or probably the day after Valentine's Day, I'll be there for the weekend, handling business and everything like that. And I think I'm doing a soft launch for my panty line up there. I'm not sure, but it's going to be like a well-spent, for me it'll be a vacation, but it's going to be a business trip. So I'm not going to have enough time in a day to do everything that I want to do. So I will make sure that I have my itinerary planned down to the T in case I have to extend it. Oh, excuse me. I took a nap before the show because I have to extend it a day. But, yeah, I do know I will be up there doing some work and everything like that. So it's going to be interesting.
I know you. I know you make it of your while. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, most definitely. And I have to come to ATL because everybody is hollering. They want me and Twin Gates to do something else. So I'm going to hit her up and see if she's available. And then the photographer that shot us together, he's been hitting me up and listening to the show and everything like that. And I'm going to work with him. And, of course, I'm going to get to the A. I'm going to have to shoot with you just to see if your credentials are as good as what I see or if it's all Photoshopped.
Oh, yeah. You know, that shit's real good. My shit's classy.
I don't know no such thing.
Yeah, right. My shit's classy.
What the hell ever? What the hell ever?
That's your new name, Chuck Mother. The white boy said.
That sounds like so old.
Hey, look, the funny boy said, hey, you, isn't that black girl show? I said, who? Chalk Mother. I said, who? Chalk Mother. A white boy said it. Chalk Mother.
Oh, no, me?
Yep, Chalk, the Chalk Mother show.
He his cracker ass up out of here, Chalk Mother?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Chalk Mother show. I started laughing. I said, white boys got it all twisted.
Wow.
You got the, oh, it's
Chuck
Mother.
He got extra shit on there.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. I let him hear it one time. And he was like, you know, he's supposed to that show? I said, what show? The, you know, the Chuck Mother show, the black girl show, the Chuck Mother show. I said, last. You mean Chuck Mommy show? He's like, yeah, that black show. I said, yeah, the black show. The black girl show.
Yeah, it's a black show. It's
definitely a black show. Definitely a black show.
Yeah, it's as black as it's going to get, just like my ass.
Yeah, I'm talking your ass, your black ass.
Of course. Of course.
How's the family?
Everybody is doing good. Everybody is great. Waiting for the new year's come in. Everybody is, like, what was it, 15 days into the new year?
Yeah.
Everybody is doing all right. I have to say, I was listening to the radio show this morning, and I was very shocked at Shine. You know, he took some shots at Obama about, you know, him doing something about the murder rate in Chicago. And then Shine, you know, Shine, the one that can't come back to America.
Yeah, and, what's he? I'm like, what can he say?
He
ain't out of here.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, here it is 15 days into the new year, and Chicago has already had 18 murders this year. And he was saying that Obama needed to call it a state of emergency because this is his hometown. He said, oh, yeah, I forgot. You're not an inner city kid. You grew up in such and such and such and such and such and place. And I'm like, wow. Like, Sean, you really ain't trying to come back to America, because when you do, or if you do have the opportunity to come back to America, so many people are going to whoop your ass.
Saying stupid,
I mean,
shit like that.
Battles when you can't really physically do anything about it. And Twitter does have the reputation of getting people fucked up. So I hear you talk shit about Kendrick Lamar. And he's like a very talented young rapper on the West Coast. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just because your first project was fucked up because you didn't have your tones right with your voice. I mean, I feel like if you don't have anything nice to say about a rapper, don't say anything at all. Like, I think in the entertainment industry, we shouldn't tear each other down. If it's something that a person is lacking, then you as a seasoned vet should pull them to the side, help them, and bring them up, build them up. Don't tear them down, because nobody...
So you consider Sean a seasoned vet?
I'm just saying he was in the game back in the day.
Okay.
You know,
okay, I get you.
What I mean by seasoned vet is that
was in the rap game years ago before he went to jail. He had his little shine, this, that, and the third. But I'm saying you had your time back in the day, so you are a veteran. Not saying that you are a Purple Heart veteran. You are just a vet because your time has come and gone. So don't hate on the new generation because it's going to be different. It's not going to be what you like, and it's not always about what you may like. It's about what people are paying to listen to.
Right. True.
So you're sitting here taking shots at everybody. So my thing is step up your game, get your music right, get your tone right in your voice, and decide what the hell you're going to be, and then speak on something. But to me right now, you just like a hot fucking mess.
Mm-hmm.
Like a black Amish Jew.
For real.
And
Where's your host tonight?
I'm coming. She had to get situated at work. We have a guest at 10 o'clock. His name is Diesel. He's from Detroit. So, you know, I got a lot of questions. Because, you know, in Detroit, whoo, Lord have mercy. You got to get permission to step up in that bitch and do shit.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, I hate when people call in from blocked numbers. Because I can't call out the number because all the shows is just 1-1-1-1-1. So the person that just pressed 1 to talk, you're live on the air.
Yo, what's up?
Hi.
What's poppin', Chaco? Yo, man, I want to just shout my nigga Diesel and all of Detroit out, B.
Oh, thank you.
I'm saying I want to shout your show out and let you know you're going to have a real nigga up on there in Detroit's a crazy city, man. That shit is so crazy. Them niggas fight over who going to get shot first.
I've heard a lot of stories about Detroit and Trick, and that's like the home where BMF started with Big Meech and everything. So Detroit intrigues me a lot because it's like the artist is so different. You look at Eminem and then you got Big Sean and then the little Rogue. GA, what was the group that was with Eminem and then his best friend got shot and killed? Proof,
That was D12
and Proof in the Man. D12. Yes, D12. I don't know. I be thinking about D4L and that's a little Shorty Lowe and his crackhead artist, my bad. But yeah.
Detroit don't move like that, but you know, shout out to everybody, son, all of Detroit, you Choco Mommy, BMF, all of them, you know what I'm saying? Detroit crazy. Like I heard Detroit's getting so bad that between Chicago and Detroit, I heard America's about to give both of the land up and give it back to the Indians. That's how crazy it is. They're going to let the Indians have it. It's like, yo, we can't control niggas. We need to get that shit back to the Indians. But, you know, shout out to you, Choco. I know you be doing your thing. Shout out to Aston and all that shit, man. Like, you ever got a problem, you getting love from the D, we come and smack up a radio host up for you. You know what I'm saying? We love you, man.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in.
You already know I got to get up out of here. I'm about to start driving. I don't want to crash and smash my face.
Oh, yeah,
I'm cold.
I don't want to be responsible for that. So you have a great day, and thanks for the love.
You ain't no Choco Holla, doggy.
Bye. Yeah. See, I like when people call in and they shout me out and they love me. But what's not the love? I'm such a lovable person.
Yeah, you get that right, doggy.
Shut the hell up, Fosh. You might be on the air. Hey, Big Tom, how you doing? Big Tom.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what up, Choco? What's going on? What up, doggy?
Nah. Thank you. What up, doggy? What up, Choco? Choco, doggy, mommy? Choco, doggy?
I never heard a guy call a girl doggy.
That must be
something way down in the sticks.
Yo,
Big Tone.
Yo.
I got one question. Was that his real voice? Or was that his rapper voice? What kind of voice was that he had on the phone line? Yo, what's up, like on your Choco Mommy? What kind of voice did he have, yo? Was that his real voice?
That was the extra New York shit.
Yo, hey, what, he from Detroit? It sounded like that?
That's where he from.
Wow, yo, he put it on.
Well, homeboy from Detroit?
Nah, he couldn't have been from Detroit. Not sounding like that. He sounded more North.
Yo.
Nah, I mean, he had a, it's like he been like listening to a playbook, like, all right, it's like Captain New York kind of talk, and he try to add a little extra to it. Yo, what's up? What the hell he say?
You know what?
That's a shock, like, them cats that talk like, they from New York.
Not that long. This is GA. I know. Here's your homework assignment for Friday's show. You better find me somebody to prank call.
Deal.
Because you got some people that be in your phone. Woo!
Where's Ashton at? She on the line?
Nah, she's running late. She had to work, so she had to get situated. You know, she's a 911 operator, so they might have been.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you can be stuck there for a little extra hours or whatever the case may be.
Hey, yo, Chuck, who was that girl that was doing the cruise? Who was that girl?
On the cruise?
That she's on a cruise. She said, remember the girl was on the show about maybe a week and a half ago? That she was on a cruise.
Madam Miska.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about going to that thing for Memorial Day.
Did she post it on anywhere?
Yeah, it's on Twitter, the website. I got to get the website from her again, and I can text it.
Yeah, send it to me.
Was that a cruise or something, the DR or something like that? Yeah, everywhere. That's what's going to be straight. Like a box of condoms. Man, more than a box, you better bring a whole briefcase full of rubbers. Yeah, you got to check in. You guys might get a refill on the way down. Be like, yo, refill.
It's going to be a lot of old men on there with Viagra and stuff and Cialis. Getting it
in. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of old men on that boat.
I just keep drinking.
Old men rocking the boat.
York Walker, that's all.
Hey, look, man.
Yo, listen, man. I've been on them ships with Cameo and Frankie Beverly and Maze. Them cats care. That Viagra and Cialis, like, it's like vitamins for them niggas, yo. They on the cruise is tearing on young girls up, yo, for the Lolo.
Right there with them, popping yours, your old girl.
Don't need none. I don't need none, nigga.
That's the hell you do.
Yeah, right.
Them OG niggas be getting them little 25-30-year-old boys.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas like 60 popping a little blue joint.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas feel like Superman.
They got women too. Chop probably one of the female joint. Don't you, Chop?
I don't know.
Chop got her own energy going on. She don't need nobody.
Yeah.
What she do? But guess what?
Hey, Tone.
Yeah.
She do, man. Believe me, Chop need her own energy. She got them pills too, man. She bought them pills for real.
No, I don't.
Yeah, she do.
Hey, you pop the pill. You pop the sex pills, bro.
Of course not. I'm not even having sex, so I don't do anything. Like, when I tell
you... You keeping it tight for when you come to New York?
Huh?
You keeping it tight for when you come to New York?
You know what? I ain't even going to front. I can't even get down in New York. Like, for real. Like, no. I'm keeping it super tight. Like, when I come to New York...
Super tight for you come to New York City, then you're going to be like, oh, my God. All these New York niggas out here, yeah, somebody down the kitty.
Nope, I'm be running. Nope, I'm good. Nope.
You'll be running?
I'm keeping as pure as I can.
Ashton is going to hold you down, and it's going to be on and popping.
No. I'm going to be good.
Y'all females, when y'all come up to New York, it's like you come to New York for shopping, get cheesecake, get some New York dick. That's the routine I gotta do.
No, I'm coming to get some Brooklyn money.
She loves Brooklyn dick, though.
I love money.
Yeah, she loves Brooklyn dick.
That Brooklyn money, I'm sure is going to include some good Brooklyn dick, though.
She loves Brooklyn. Yo, listen, she a fiend for Brooklyn dick.
What?
She already know.
Look.
I'm a true Brooklyn nigga.
I am.
You hear that? Yeah, that child, you already know Tone's that.
I'm a certified reborn again virgin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they always say. I don't be doing all that.
Yo, Tone, I believe it, Tone. Hey, Tone, I believe it for real. I believe it, yo. For real.
I believe her, y'all. As long as she comes, as long as she comes and pee on me, I don't care.
Oh, yeah. And she'll pee on you too. She'll pee on you too. She nasty like that.
Yeah.
She nasty like that, though. She nasty, yo. She nasty. Yeah.
You want it on your back? You want it on your stomach? Come here. Come take this piss.
Just spray it all over the place.
Yo, she nasty, man.
Yes, I'm
nasty. She's a nasty girl.
That's what makes me so beautiful. I'm a nasty, sexless, adult entertainer. How many people can say that? You know what I mean? I don't know. I haven't been this pure without being locked up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's really going on? Why are you so pure?
Because it's like, I feel like whoever I'm going to kick it with has to be worth my time.
Right.
You know? I'm actually in a different place mentally, emotionally, most definitely physically. So it's like, I'm not going to cheat myself. I'm going to treat myself. So it ain't going to be with no random jarhead. Matter of fact, my guest is in the queue. Let me bring in Diesel. I hope I said his name right. If not, I'll make it up when he tells me how to say it. I'll say it real sexy and then he'll forget all about me chopping up his name. So,
how you say it?
Huh?
That's exactly how you say it, baby.
Oh, welcome to Chocolate City Radio, Diesel. You're on the line with Chalk Mommy. We have Mr. GA. And we
What's up, Diesel?
What up, dog? What up, cuz?
So,
you're about to be bombarded with a lot of questions. I have some tracks from you and Trick. And
bombarded?
Huh?
Bombarded?
I'll be nice, because I might need you in the future for, you know, whatever.
Gotcha.
Purposes I can think of. So,
okay.
My mom was a professional jazz and blues singer, and your dad was a DJ. Now, how did that work coming up for you?
You know, we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of, you know what I'm saying, we had a lot of backyard parties and basement parties, you know what I'm saying. My family is one big family, so it's not like my mother's side of the family or my dad's side of the family. It's really like, you know what I'm saying, it's one big family. But they separated when I was a child, but the impression from music was always there because he was always DJing and she always had gigs, you know what I'm saying? So they didn't force us to do that, you know, or be, you know, to be that, but, you know, the love for music is just the love for music, you know what I'm saying? It really can't explain it.
Why don't you tell the listeners who you are and then we'll get back to the nitty gritty.
Yeah. I am Diesel the Hitman, Goon Squad Mafia, Detroit, Michigan, 7 Mile. I'm the captain of this great, great, great national army, music-wise, street family, corporate family. We all good, Goon Squad Mafia for life. That's good enough?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of boots in there. What the hell? Now, let me see here. Now, I've heard a lot of different things from different people about Detroit, but they all, it's like different people tell me different stories, but at the end of the day, when you sum it all up, it's the same bottom line. Like, Detroit is nothing to play with. It's nothing nice. Like, you really need passes to come out there and handle your business. Why is that?
It's the only difference between Detroit and any other places is probably anything other than downtown in Detroit, and it's similar to LA. You know, anything other than down other than downtown is the hood. So, like, really, and they, you know what I'm saying, they just keep throwing sugar on the turd, you know what I'm saying, but can I cuss?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
They throw sugar on the shit, but the shit ain't getting no sweeter, you know what I'm saying? It just, the shit is getting stankier. So,
The place to be
when you want to see a football team jack off every fucking week. Yeah, but it's like it's so many hoods. So in Detroit niggas, they know how to hustle, and it's generals and it's you know what I'm saying, it's bosses in every hood. And when it get down to them other level guys, you know what I'm saying, they battling for position. They battling for supremacy. It ain't no different than any other hood in America. It's just, it's so many hoods here. And it's so many niggas that grew up without a male influence to polish him up, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to be a gangster, be a smart gangster. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing with Detroit, man. It's just too many, like they say, the crabs in the barrel. It's a lot of crabs in this barrel, basically.
Interesting. So I see that you are doing some film work. You got a couple of movies.
Yeah. I'm really into acting. We have a stage play for sale. You can purchase the play on online at ahousedivided.com. I've always been into acting, like from the time, you know, as far as I can remember. Like my mom used to have us in plays, and you know I've been in probably about 10 plays. So from the age of 4 or 5 years old up until the play that we did last year. So, you know, we're doing so much and having so much to do, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, providing and doing music and handling all my other business, you know what I'm saying. I really wanted to get into acting. I met this guy named Jeff January. Jeff January was the director for Sony Pictures. And I just got blessed, you know what I'm saying, to be put in this situation. I've done some extra work. I'm actually a part of a stunt union, which pays residuals every time the movie is played or the movie is bought. I've done a few projects with Sony Pictures, and I'm really looking to get more into acting. So pray for me.
Damn. I mean, it's crazy because I'm seeing, like, a lot of rappers out of Detroit are, like, really getting into the movie biz and everything like that. And I met a couple of artists from there. Let's see, Disciple. I've spoken to him before.
Okay.
And he's pretty cool.
You heard the cut we did together, Rolling?
How long ago was that?
I don't know. You could just YouTube Rolling, aka America's Nightmare. We did it. It's a dope record.
Okay,
gotta check that out.
But
Disciple, that's the homie, yeah.
I'll make sure I do that. I spoke with him. Big Gov came on the show before.
Okay.
Scotty was supposed to come on one time, but he's so fucking scary. He'll throw his artist under the bus and avoid the bullet. So.
Yeah. Scotty Mack is a low key guy, but he's really about his business. So you know what I'm saying. I just linked up with him a couple of months ago, and immediately I wasn't really happy with my management situation. But you know what I'm saying? I'm never one to fall out with somebody that I know before business. So I knew my manager before business, and you know he just wasn't working out. He didn't have the resources. He didn't have the connections, the legwork, nothing. Like he didn't know what the fuck he was doing, basically. He's still my dog, but he didn't know what he was doing. So when I ran into Scotty Mack, he was playing a couple of my records on the morning show. So when I went to I did the morning show, drove up to FC, did the show, and the saying is always overused, but real recognized real. You know, so I could tell he was a real nigga. So you know what I'm saying? It wasn't much long after that I, you know, said, "Hey man, what's up? You know, what you think about being my manager?" Basically, we did the proposition. I did the proposition. He accepted. You know what I'm saying? He been working. He been putting in work for him. So hopefully, I can return that favor. Put in that. You know what I'm saying? Put in that same amount of work, and that work turned into that bread. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. I'm going to bring on my co-host, and then we're going to go into one of your songs. Hey, Ashton, how you doing?
Hey, lady, how are you?
Everybody's asking about you. We got Diesel on the line, the Detroit.
Hi, Diesel.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there, multitasking tonight.
That's what it is. That's how you get that money.
Oh, my goodness, Chuck, it is so busy tonight.
I'm sure. A lot of people probably out shooting one another, raping one another. You know, I look up to the border. I know how New York is.
It's
what up,
no fun.
Big girl? What's good?
Wait.
How are you?
New York under the bus like that.
It's not all about people getting shot and stabbed. But I've been following the news today, and I heard niggas set the train on fire or something like that.
Wow. These people have nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do. I just don't understand that. As much extracurricular activities there are, as many, I don't know, like somebody needs a dance class or something. This is crazy.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What extracurricular activities do these kids have in the hood?
This
Read a book.
They can venture. PAL, the library gives out plenty of things. The library even brought in Xboxes and stuff like that. There's plenty of things to do to stay off the streets.
I'm not trying to oppose you. I do feel like these kids just waste time doing a bunch of dumb shit. But I know here, all the rec centers are closed. Everywhere where it's somewhere for these kids, or where it used to be somewhere for the kids to go, it ain't nowhere for them to go no more. So they gather at the liquor store. They gather at the gas station. They harass people. They be on some bullshit, and that go for kids everywhere. These people so busy stealing from these inner-city kids, and when it's time for this inner-city shit to get money, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no money left, so it's just like whatever. They don't care about the kids in the hood. They just, you know what I'm saying? These kids, they doing what they want us to do. Kill each other off.
That's out there in Detroit, and that's probably real bad out there. Out here, you still got community centers, and like Aston was saying, you still got PAL where you could go in the library, give you, let you play video games, let you go on the internet for free. For like a half hour at a time, you could rent, you know, you could read books, you could do stuff like that. You go into, you know, the school's got stuff going on. I mean, they cut back a little bit, but they still think they just choose to run around here and be pyromaniacs and just want to be in a gang, want to be tough. There's things for them to do, but if you up in PAL, then you consider you a punk or whatever.
It ain't hip to be smart no more, and I don't know where the fuck that came from.
No, what it is that it's not so much that it's not hip to be smart. What it is just that it's not cool to do the right thing. Like, you got to be, doing cool head shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let me ask you another question, homie. What is the main problem with that? Like, because it's more than one problem. It's more than parenting. It's more than the music that's being fed to them.
One of the problems is that a lot of these kids, especially the males, are growing up in fatherless homes. That's the big
problem. That's number one.
You know what I'm saying? Number two, everybody got a click now. You can't just have friends. You can't just, like, be cool with people. Everybody got a gang now.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's into, you know, what this one's doing, what that one's doing. It's just, you know, everybody want to be tough.
Yeah. And that comes from the music that they being fed.
Oh, that was, and that's what it is, too. You got a lot of local guys out here, like Fabulous. And, you know, they follow behind dudes like Fab. They follow behind dudes like Nas and Jay-Z. You know, they listen to their stuff. They listen to Rick Paul. They listen to Lil Wayne. And, you know, they want to be doing the big boy stuff, but they ain't, you know.
Yeah, everybody, it seems like everybody is just gearing to be the same guy.
Mm-hmm. And they follow behind.
Y'all still there, ladies?
Oh, yeah.
We're here.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah, because, you know, I'm about to say some ratchet shit. I mean, I'm just like, shit. If they wasn't
about to
so
say
busy,
some what?
If they weren't so busy seeing Brooklyn niggas trick off, maybe, you know, they would have some motivation to do something else.
Well, it's, you know, when everybody's the boss, no one's going to work. You know what I'm saying? So it really all boiled down to people being afraid to be themselves. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, you have to be a certain way. Like my man says, a bunch of cliques. You got the skateboarders, then you got the gay people, then you got the, you know what I'm saying, you got the guys who wear the blue and red rags, you got the Hispanics. You know what I'm saying? So everybody just dying to fit in.
But then another thing that's crazy too, I hear you got the blue and red flag. What would kill me is that you be having Crips fighting Crips and Bloods fighting Bloods. Where they do that at? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Bloods fighting Bloods in LA.
You know what? I'm gonna say this, and it's all, you know what I'm saying? We have been trained. And when I say we, I mean we as black people. The future is so dim because they've always managed to use us against each other. When they put us all together, you know what I'm saying, they know how to make us fight. They know how to make us be violent. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. And it's all a part of a program. You know what I'm saying? You got some rich black people, you know what I'm saying? But those are the people that the white people are not afraid of. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be rich. Everybody ain't going to be rich. But what they feed to these kids is you can, because we gonna put the main rappers who talk about selling drugs, who talk about popping pills, who talk. If you want to do that, that's fine. But as long as pop culture makes all this ignorant shit popular, it's going to be ignorant shit going on, and it's only going to get worse. They play a video on MTV, they blur out the gun, but we know it's a gun. Why is it on
right.
TV?
Exactly.
So they know how to get it. They know they done found out how to get the little girls. You know what I'm saying? We got them too. No longer is the black woman the strip. Everybody fucked up. All these women out here they got these 40-year-old bitches on TV all day acting like goddamn children. So how the children going
to
act?
That love of hip hop,
All that shit. Grown people acting like goddamn fools. So how the kids going to act? How they going to act? So they being fed this, and until it, you know what I'm saying, we always going to be at a disadvantage as black people because we outnumber, but we feed into so much of the bullshit that they force feed us. We don't know we being force fed, though.
And then motherfuckers take their money and spend it all on the materialistic, buying polo, buying true religion.
Yeah.
You don't see no white people wearing polo. Ralph Lauren is white people shit. You don't even see white people wearing polo and true religion.
Exactly.
And Levi's and little busted Converse and coming out of a Toyota. We in the hood, we take our money, we want to buy Benz, we want to get four polos. True religion jeans, and they forgot about the rent.
And ain't got no goddamn money saved.
Nope. For white people, you go with
you know what? It's something that's just so hard to catch on. You know what I'm saying? We've been moving backwards. You know what I'm saying? We've been moving backwards for so long, but it's not impossible to turn it around. Everybody just got to believe, you know what I'm saying, that God can do it and want to improve. Because so many people can't face themselves. You know what I'm saying? So many people can't look in the mirror and be who the fuck they feel they supposed to be all the way through. Everybody want to be who they see on TV. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do some soul searching. Everybody fucked up out here, and everybody fuck up. It don't matter what you do, whether you smoke crack or you steal something or you lie, whatever. It's all fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody.
But people look into what other people doing to validate their wrongdoing. You feel me?
And then when you think about it, this guy made a point one day. I was watching the show, and he was talking about how people get online 12 o'clock at night for Jordans or for LeBrons, and he was like, he made a valid point. He was like, and my thing is, these people getting online, he was like, you know who's getting online getting these $300 shoes? The people who don't got $300. You don't see doctors, you don't see lawyers, you don't see kids of doctors and lawyers getting online paying $300 for the shoe. They could care less. It's the people who ain't got the money who's counting every penny. Like, yo, I got to get these Jordans next month. Or I got to get these LeBron. They ain't even got it.
You want to know why it's like that? Because they report it. If they wouldn't report it, it wouldn't be a big deal. These motherfuckers out here shooting people for Jordans ain't really get a chance to appreciate Michael Jordan.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a shoe.
Play. Never even seen a man play when they kill a nigga for the shoe. Like, yo, you never even seen a man play. You 18 years old.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a lot of shit fucked up with these kids, but we are, you know what I'm saying, we are being controlled, and it's going to take two consecutive generations to get us out this rut, because majority of these generations growing up from 16 to about 22, I'm not saying they all fucked up, but it's a lot of them that ain't got a fucking clue.
It's about 30-40% of that age bracket that's messed up or they heading that route.
Yeah, it is some good kids, but they forced to be something else out of fear of not fitting in with these assholes.
Well, peer pressure's at an all-time high. It's not like it was.
Yeah, it is. It is, because the cliques. Everybody want to be in the clique.
And like you said, everybody want to follow somebody. Nobody want to leave their own way. They got to follow behind this door. That's my man's system. That's my man's in the
room.
What are you doing? You know?
All right.
Well,
where the other two people go?
We're right here. We was listening to y'all
talk. I mean, exactly. We're not rude.
Yeah, I'm
asking. Okay.
Listening to my sexy voice. That's what it is. She rubbing her left nipple. Like, damn, that nigga sexy lady talk. Love that.
Oh, my goodness. And your wildest dream.
You're not rubbing one out while you're on the phone, are you?
Negative.
No, we're not. I'm going to play one of your songs. It's called Where I'm From, featuring... Diesel featuring Trick. So here we go.
Tell you a little bit about where I'm from. Where I'm from, you can find what's left of the cheese, the bad is the bitch, the best of the weed. Ain't no test in the street. We holding degrees from the school of the streets. That real nigga shit. Them the motherfuckers gon' feel this shit. Bitch niggas nigga. You a lame nigga. Give City a G.
Hello?
EDA and first 48. Bitch, go and hang yourself or suck a shotgun and bang yourself. Nigga, you ain't from the DD. Bitch ass niggas don't represent from that city. The city of drug killers, them niggas, them up killers, them goons and thug niggas. City of straight riders, city of cake grinders, niggas create violence. My niggas was raised street, my niggas. My city, my home, from the city where the gangsters
live.
My car stay in the sun, don't shine, blue skies turn gray. The niggas apply all day, flying through the steam metal.
I had to go pay in my daughter's room.
And do it at all costs, whatever it takes.
I
and I mean whatever, bitch. Going out like that, not never, bitch. But I don't wanna hurt nobody, kidnap, tie up straight, murk nobody.
Ooh.
I want my bread in order. On time, not short, one quarter. That's business, you don't feel this. You a bitch and allergic to the realness. So bitch, I don't want you to touch it. This that gangster that you came from, the city of drug killers, them niggas, them mug killers, them goons and thug niggas right there. City of straight riders, city of cake grinders, nigga, cake, I like it. My niggas was raised street, my niggas we straight beasts, motherfuckers, the D-Cast. This is my city, my home, from the city where the gangsta niggas roam. Detroit City.
Cake rap, you're
not good. Niggas is like slugs. The feds wanna know who was.
You really had more.
Do it like a D-Boy does, nigga. Look, bitch ass nigga. Cold, scared to come to me with bitch thinking alone. And if I see it, making it all. Got to get some space on the face for the whole. BG, you heard, even if you don't know.
Yeah, right.
The king of the clear sky is landlord. Fuck you. Everything you stand for. I don't give a fuck in his soul. Slam the bushmaster and fuck on your hoe. The bones of a gold squad mafia that say you can't come to the beat cause I'm from that city. The city of drug killers, them niggas, them mug killers, them goons and thug niggas right there. City of straight riders, city of cake grinders, niggas create violence. My niggas was raised street, my niggas we straight beats, motherfuckers to D-Cast. This is my city, my home, from the city where the gangsta niggas roam, Detroit City.
We rep this shit, we hold this shit down 100%, my nigga. We been out here in these streets, we been on fire.
Damn. That sounds kind of nice.
Yeah.
Man, listen to him and Trick Trick, boy. Diesel sound like he got some Diesel dick. Wow.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's funny.
He's blushing. You hear the background?
Hello?
Hi, Diva.
Did we just turn it up? I heard you. What you say?
That was my co-host that said that.
Your voice is a little squeakier than hers. I'm looking at your Abby on Twitter. Wow.
No.
Yeah, nice living room.
That was a photo shoot. Yeah.
Okay. Where your shirt at?
Yes. Now.
Where your shirt at?
I don't have one. I didn't have one that night. I took it off.
The female Howard Stern. Okay. Well, let's be for real then. Shit. Let's get on Howard Stern shit. What's happening?
We're about to turn it up. Just be careful what
okay.
you're at. Because, you know, it's hard, Ron, to talk the way once I done turned it up a little bit. Because I have
come on, man.
We got
phone sex right in front of your, right in front of all your viewers. I'll fuck with you. Come on, what's happening? What are we talking about?
Now, when you're in the studio, like, let's go back to the very first time you step recorded a song. Like, how did you feel when you heard your voice and everything?
To hear my voice on the song, it was it's pretty powerful. Especially if you love music the way I do. If you could put, you know what I'm saying, not only having your voice on the song, because anybody can rap into the microphone, but when you listen, when you rap and then you play it back and it sounds good to you and it sounds good to the people around you and the general public, it's a very powerful feeling that, you know what I'm saying, that your art can be appreciated. And I really just want to be me, you know what I'm saying? I can't tell nobody else's story, and people just need to start getting back to being themselves. So, you know what I'm saying? When I heard myself and, you know, realized that people was fucking with, you know what I'm saying, the rhyme, the bars I was dropping, and you know what I'm saying, the verses I was doing and the little songs I was doing, it was like, damn, like, these people really like that. So it's a great feeling, especially when it's, you know, when you have a good response.
This is, like, another question. Now, when you did your first show, how was that? Like, how was your adrenaline rush? Was you nervous? Or you was nervous when you first stepped on the stage, and then as you got the crowd motivated, and that's when you found your comfort zone, and then you just beasted it out or something?
Do you mean my first solo show, or just on stage, period?
Period.
It's hard to explain. Like, my mother used to wake me up when I was, it go back to when I was little. My mother used to wake me up in the middle of the night during those basement parties and make me dance. I can't dance worth a shit now, but, you know, she used to just put me on front, sleepy and all, in my pajamas and make me dance. So I've never really been shy. I get nervous before a show, you know what I'm saying, like everybody else, but from being in plays when I was younger, you know, I've been in front of audiences before. So when Bro came to me, I was a junior in high school, and I went to his house, and he had an outfit laid out on the couch, and he was like, "I want you to rock the stage with me this weekend," and I'm like, "What?" Like, I had always, you know what I'm saying, I was crazy about rap. He would never let me go to the studio with him, nothing. So when he came to me with that, it was like, oh, shit. I rehearsed in 3 days. I did good. I did a crash course in the show. We did a 40-minute show in front of 5,000 people, and it was fucking wonderful. So, you know what I'm saying, that power you possess, you know what I'm saying, when all eyes on you to see what the hell you talking about. And if you can keep that attention, if you can keep their attention and you can make them respond to what you're saying and put their hands up and say, fuck you, party over here, fuck you over there, however you do the show, that power is priceless. So my first show, I fell in love with it. I knew that's where I belong, on stage.
Okay. We have a caller, and I'm sure he has a question for you.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
That's 1802. You're live on the air.
Hello. How you doing, Chuck Mommy? What's good?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Is Aston here?
She's listening, but she's at work.
All right.
Sound loud.
Okay. Yeah. I heard a couple of things, you know what I mean, and I just got a little thrown off. One of the people that I was listening to talked about everybody being like everyone and stuff like that, and they were talking about following rappers. Who put Nas and Rick Ross in the same category?
Who put the
person with the number one album who made a song dedicated to men with daughters to the dude who made a song about selling coke off an iPhone?
Who put
Yeah, it was me, cuz.
It's not put them in the same. It's not put them in the same category. But what I'm saying is, people are following these people and trying to live their styles. What I'm saying. And one person want to live like Nas, and another person want to live like Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's not about comparing the two to Rick Ross and the Nas. There's no comparison. But what I'm saying is, people out here trying to live like these people. That's what I'm saying.
I want to, you know what I'm saying? Let's just, okay, but like, I mean, these two men, they're very, very different. Their craft is very, very different. They're from different cities and stuff like that. And it's
okay,
true.
But you're missing the point. The point he was saying is he's not comparing these two motherfuckers. He is saying that kids are looking at these rappers and they're emulating them. It's not the fact that they're in the same class, because they're not.
All right, I didn't even get to finish. But first of all, hold on, what's your name again, brother?
Hey, Tom.
You're on. All right, let me ask you what you were saying. Here's the situation here. When it comes down to following certain people, there's certain role models that need to be in place, I think. You know what I'm saying? And there are probably a couple of people who speak to certain things that are destructive. But when you bring up Nas, I want you to make sure that you understand that he currently, right now, you know what I'm saying, along with making sure that he dedicated a song that's making sure that we represent ourselves as fathers well, and that we provide a best example for our children, that is something that has not been done and is most definitely something that is worth following. When you said, when somebody else just recently said, there's a lot of fatherless homes out there, you know what I'm saying? So when we bring up certain examples, we got to make sure that we pay attention to the wounds that we bring up, because I definitely think that, like, you can't just throw them in a category and just say rappers. There's
yeah,
rappers,
but he
that
made that one song, but how many other songs has he made that he was talking about selling drugs, robbing and stealing and shooting niggas? Okay, he finally made one song.
Album, Life is Good. I heard Nas' album, Life is Good. They've got a song called Cherry Wine, which is about the new woman that he wants to meet. This is not a bitch. He's got another song talking about his divorce from Khalid.
This is his first album.
His first album?
Yeah, his first album.
The one where he talked about I Gave You Power, when the metaphorical, allegorical expression of how he compared himself to a gun and how destructive it is?
Why you guys compare yourself to a gun, though, is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. People want to talk about comparing themselves to weapons or that stuff, but then they talk about now they want to ban weapons. So which one
are
you going to ask?
Are
you
sure? When Nas made the analogy, at the end of the whole point of the song is he himself personified a weapon, and it was destructive. And he spoke on it, and he brought light to it. You don't think that's beautiful and brilliant? The way he was able to bring that positive message and just go from the conventional, yo, listen, I pop and a shell drops. You know what I'm saying? Always admit some shit. The abdomen is my clip, devours my dick, I'm circumcised, put my skin back and cock me, I bust off if they can lock me. Results of what happens when niggas shock me. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't mean to call you nigga, homie. Listen, the thing is, and I know you said you can't mention Nas and Rick Ross in the same breath, and I wouldn't dare do it if I was putting together, a list, or as far as my favorite or who the best in my opinion, I wouldn't do it. But Rick Ross is a brilliant man in his own right, and that's what makes him him. Mm-hmm. And what these youngsters don't understand is you can't be Rick Ross or Robert or whatever his real name is, that's him. So I think that's basically what homie's saying, man. People just don't know how to be themselves, you know, or don't want to be themselves, especially these young guys, because they don't have, you know what I'm saying, they got people that's older than them, that's around them, that's a man. Well, who, you know what I'm saying, who takes the time to put their arm around these young men and be like, look, homie, watch your mouth when you around, you know what I'm saying, the OGs in the store, you know what I'm saying, or you know what I'm saying, pull your pants up, or young homie, watch your mouth, you talking too much, you know what I'm saying, don't nobody do that. So they just let these little animals turn into more wild animals.
But everyone the little dudes is shooting the OGs when they trying to come out and be like, your homie, you need to watch your mouth. You around the old OGs.
But if you get a young man at the right age, see, it's a problem now because they a threat now. You didn't pay them no attention when they were 7, 8, 9 years old. You know what I'm saying? The age where a young man is most impressionable is 10, 11, and 12. Once the little nigga grow hair on his nuts, you ain't going to be able to tell him shit. So that's the OG's fault. That's the OG fault for not reaching out to the young nigga. Don't give him a sack. Hand him $100 when he get a good report card. You know what I'm saying? It's the way it could be done, but niggas just choose to ignore other niggas. And now these little niggas is on the hunt for everybody. You know what I'm saying? No holds barred. Women, all men, whoever they can get it from, they coming for it.
Yeah, that is true. But the whole thing is that at the end of the day, there is no real role models. And really, your role models are actually on the basketball court. You know what I'm saying? LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, these dudes. But then these dudes are trying to be like rappers. Trying to live like rappers off the court.
I mean, you got something that want to be like the basketball players, but everybody can't make it to that. But that's all they got, pro athletes, and you know what I'm saying? That's all that's being presented to them. They don't know the black politicians. They don't know the black doctors. They don't know the black scientists. They know the rappers. And they know the niggas that can hit a ball, run the ball, or dunk the ball. That's what they know because that's what they see.
That's why when they turn on the radio, they can hear stuff like, before we came to this country, we were kings and queens. Never push monkeys. There were kingdoms in Africa called Kush. Timbuktu with every race trained like books. You know what I'm saying? So I use my music sometimes and I can teach you things. I learned a lot. You know what I'm saying? You can't learn. But I think that... I do think that what we could do is we could make sure that we can create the change that we want to see. I volunteer with an organization that fights the HIV/AIDS epidemic in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? It's called Brooklyn Men's Connect. We could be the change that we want to be. And we don't necessarily want to marginalize all of the celebrities because we can use our celebrity to create positive change. You know what I mean? Cassidy put out a song about, you know, using condoms and how you can protect yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
It is a valued resource when we can use this resource to reach out, to entertain. That's what my mom says, entertain and educate at the time. But once you start to draw the line in the sand, the generational gap, we already lost. Oh, it's them and it's us. No,
it's going to take more than one stick to draw that line. It's got to be majority. We don't. When have you seen a positive rap song? When have you seen a video where somebody like, you know what I'm saying, somebody like Tupac? I mean, you can't say like Tupac. That's blasphemy. But is it in regular rotation? No. The nigga talking about Papa Molly, I'm sweating, is the one that's in regular rotation because they want these black kids on that shit. They want these black kids on that shit. The white kids, you know, they've been doing this shit for a minute. Mm-hmm. And it was killing them. They've been doing Molly for 3-4 years, white people have.
Yeah.
It's just been presented to niggas because it's been killing white people. So, shit. Nuh-uh. Let's kill the niggas. Let's flip it. The white kids going to take drugs no matter what. It don't matter. They going to huff the shit under the sink. They going to drink NyQuil. It don't matter.
But they start to realize the black kids are starting to outnumber the white kids because the white kids are ODing all over the place. So now they're like, wait a minute, we got to even this out.
Yeah, let's feed it to the black people. And not only that, dude, do you know your Bible?
You talking to me?
Do you know your Bible?
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite things to talk about, especially with the super religious people.
I was just about to say something that's in the Bible. When the Bible refers to the salt of the earth,
The Bible is referring to black people. Black people, the soul, the heart, the flavor, the seasoning. So once we popularize it, it's official. That's why white women got big lips and fat asses now when 15 years ago, oh, my God, Becky, look at her butt. It's so big. You know what I'm saying? They used to be like big lip nigga. Big lip, and now they pumping shit in their lip. They can't help but to be influenced by us.
But now Becky wants the big butt and the big lips now, like you said.
They all do. They want bigger titties, bigger asses, and fatter lips.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This culture transcends, you know what I mean? Especially because of certain things are actually more revered. You know, when you look around the world, you know, actually the voluptuous woman is much more beautiful in contrast to Western culture. You know, they really revere beautiful, voluptuous beauties in the Latino countries. And matter of fact, in a lot of Islamic countries, they actually practice force-feeding women to make them
Man, they all,
but
they live in guns. And, I don't mean no harm, but all the people you named, they all different versions of niggas.
All right. Let me ask you one question. Since you're bringing the Bible, before you cut me off, it says the Bible refers to black people. Can I ask one question? I've asked everybody this, and nobody has been able to answer this. Okay, now listen. The Israelites, they were black people, I guess. They left from Hebrew, and God intervened, making sure that he killed the firstborn children. That's godly, whatever. But he killed the firstborn children of the captives, all right? He intervened. He did this. Why the hell didn't he intervene during the transatlantic slave trade?
Why
did God intervene for the Hebrews exodus from Egypt, but he didn't intervene for us, black people, the transatlantic slave trade during slavery? Why?
Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you said you brought it up. I'm curious.
I mean, I can't explain. I mean, the reason why ain't nobody been able to answer it is because ain't nobody God. I can't answer why God ain't do something. God do everything for a reason. That don't mean we have to understand or know the reason right away. Why didn't he intervene on a lot of stuff? That's, you know what I'm saying? It's tragedy happening all throughout all lifetime, throughout the history of man, something that happened. So, you know what I'm saying? God be trying to wake people up because he trying to wake us up, but see, we not aware of what's really going on. They feeding you all this bullshit to divert you from what's happening to the planet Earth. They ain't going to tell everybody what's going on with this motherfucker. That's what it is. So they only going to put they gonna put the stuff in your face that's going to shock you and keep your mind occupied on not so much material thing, but we not focused on what's happening with Earth. The other day it was 62 degrees in Detroit and 38 degrees in San Diego. That's not by chance. That ain't even supposed to go down like that. It snowed in Israel, the desert. You know what I'm saying? They don't feed us the news. They control us through the news. Period.
So the news is a business organization. But I want to say, man, I like your tracks, man. Especially that beat. That beat is pretty smooth. You know what I'm saying? And it sounds like you got a good voice.
Appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? I hope that you continue to go on. You said you out of Detroit, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Is it YouTube, Twitter, where we can find you at, or we can hear the radio?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm on Twitter at Diesel DIEZELGSM.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Go on, follow me. Check out the light. We just put out a video last week. Smoke weed every day. I'm a medical marijuana patient. I have my documents and my card. So we celebrating that.
All right, man. We definitely keep at it. And, Shock Mommy, thanks for letting me on. And thanks for allowing me the chance to say something. I always enjoy your show, and I enjoy the guests that you have on.
Thank you. Now I'm getting back to my interview. Diesel, we're going to play That Paper with you and Chip.
Come on now. Don't say that. You see that D-A-T. And don't say nothing about That Paper. It's That Paper.
Well, you know what? You should have introduced your own fucking
place. That's
you didn't. If I was in Atlanta, I would. You didn't tell me you was about to play.
I'm just
messing with you. It's
how
okay.
About,
it's okay.
Introduce your damn song. How about that?
That paper by Diesel featuring Trick Trick. Miss Chalk, you all right with me? I'm sorry. I don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I thought we was about to get on some nasty shit. My man came in. It's good though that, you know what I'm saying, to hear somebody come in with an opinion or, you know what I'm saying, with a difference of opinion, a perspective, you know what I'm saying. He let that out. I thought we was going to the studio, cuz. Oh, yeah, we is.
We're
going
to get
I'm
in.
Sorry.
After we play the song, it's getting ready to get nasty. We're going to take the gloves off, so, you know, go ahead.
Okay, I'm ready to take the gloves off. Wait a minute, what glove are we talking about?
Don't worry about all that.
We can't take all the gloves off, baby.
Don't worry about all that. You're going to follow my lead. I'm going to play your song.
Oh, is that so, Miss Chai? Okay.
Yeah.
I like to see where this about to go then.
All right. You're going to find out as soon as this song is over. Here we go.
That paper. That paper. That paper.
That paper don't make no dollar, don't make no sense. Real nigga.
song was very, very nice.
You talking with that?
Yeah, I'm talking with that a whole lot. Question.
What?
Is it like on a mixtape or anything like that? Is it like on iTunes?
The Goon Squad album is getting ready to come out. And it's going to be on the Goon Squad album. And I'll have a video for it probably within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Do you play smoke weed every day?
Where is that at? Is it on? Because Scotty only sent me like 2 songs.
Okay, I just send me your email. I'm gonna send you smoke weed every day. The second we get out the phone, I got you. But I mean, it's on YouTube. It's on Worldstar. The video is, so you know what I'm saying. You can go check it out before I send it to you. Yeah, no.
Okay.
That's that diesel with trick. That's what it is. Trick.
This is Smoke Weed Every Day. It's going on the Goon Squad album, and it's a great ironing up front, cause not just cause it's me, you know what I'm saying, or cause I'm on it. That album is.
Hey, listen, you gotta have confidence in your own stuff. If you ain't gonna have confidence in your own stuff, nobody will. So, you know, why not pick up your own stuff? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, but you know how it. I mean, I ain't trying to clown nobody, but it be niggas putting out some weak shit, man, and throw this shit on fire. So, you know what I'm saying? We want to put good quality music out with real music involved.
So, hello? I felt it, and I'm about to play it, and then we're going to come back. But, yeah, I got to play this.
Say that again, baby.
I'm about to play the song.
You breaking up. I can't hear you.
I'm about to play your song, Smoke Weed Every Day, with you and Trick Trick.
Oh, you got it already?
Of course. I'm good.
You're pretty good, Miss Chuck.
Of course. It gets better.
I'm following your lead.
Okay.
The video you're about to see is from a professional adult. So kids, try this at home.
Quarters, parts of
Artists don't do that.
So I'm a firm believer in fuck you, pay me. I'm a firm believer of that. Because a lot of times, people always want to use, they want to ride somebody else's dick to come up. So my thing is, if you're going to ride my dick, I'm going to make you suck it. Because you shouldn't have did that fuck shit anyway.
Wow, you talking like a gangster here.
I'm a firm believer. Like, when people go to my site and they read my blog, that's real life shit. I'm not using somebody else's life. That's my life. And my thing is, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't got to keep reading. But people still keep reading, and then after they read one story, they go read something else, and next thing you know, they at home or at work, they car, they might be jacking off, and I did my job. But it's based on...
That's how you get down on your show, huh?
That's how I get down in life, nigga. What you talk about?
Oh-wee. Now you really talking like a gangster.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I ain't scared.
It's like... I can sit there and write a song about doing jail time because I actually did jail time, where somebody else can sit there and look at the first 48 and look at...
Okay, wait a minute, child. What you go to jail for?
Possession of 181 pounds of weed in Texas.
Possession of 181 pounds of weed in Texas.
Yeah, 3 years and 8 months.
You spent 3 years in the Texas State Penitentiary.
I spent 19 months in Texas, and then I finished out my time in Georgia.
Wow. That ain't what's up, but you got stripes.
Yeah.
Got some hardships under your belt. If you can avoid that kind of thing in your life, then that's a good thing. A lot of young niggas think jail is some type of fucking requirement. I don't know.
That's why I sit there and I laugh at a lot of people, because I can look at a man and I can be like, you know what, I got more heart than you. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Because when I did my time, I knew what I was getting into when I committed the crime. A lot of people can't do that. It's like everybody want to be a baller. They want to be a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the thought of doing time comes up, first thing they want to do is throw everybody in the fucking bus. You know what I'm saying?
You got to respect the hustle. You got to
take your medicine. You knew what the fuck you was doing when you decided to sell your first bag. Do whatever the fuck you're doing. So when you get caught up, don't sit there and take people down with you. Do what the fuck you gotta do. Come home, keep your name straight, and then if you choose to get back into the game, people are gonna remember the fall that you took, it by yourself and you didn't take anybody else with you. And then
That's called honor. It's called honor. Niggas don't have no honor no more.
Uh-uh. Not at all.
What's going on here? I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to do my research. It's been crazy, but I'm damn sure gonna do it all the way. But what's going on with you?
Who, me?
Yeah, we switching the interview. I'm about to interview you now.
I just was featured on Hype Magazine January 1st. They interviewed me. My interview was like one of the top most viewed interviews on the site. I got a panty line and a boxer line that's coming out next month. And hopefully, not even hopefully, I know you're going to buy a pair because I think you would like the boxers that says celebrate the dick, because you look like the type of dude that want bitches to celebrate your dick in your presence, you know, especially after they done...
You know what? I would wear that shirt, though, because I ain't trying to be on all pussy.
It's not a shirt. It's boxers.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you did say you got your own pattern. What's your drawers called?
It's going to really affordable. I'm working.
No. But what's the name of it?
Oh, we're still working on the line, but it's gonna be Chalk Mommy something. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be something cute.
Chalk Mommy Draws, huh? that's what's up. I definitely wear a pair of your boxer drawers.
Yeah.
Because this dig hails. I don't have a disappointment exchange.
So your dick is really like Diesel. Okay. Wow.
Oh, come on, real! You ain't a real nigga unless you can put that real smash down.
Diesel dope dick, I like that. Or Diesel Detroit dick. I mean, either way it goes, it's the 3D.
Yeah, you can say it. Well, you can say it however you want to say it. Diesel dope dick, Diesel Detroit dick, Diesel. Yeah, however you want to say it. It's gonna go down though.
Interesting. Now we're gonna flip it back on you. What is the freakiest groupie moment you've ever had?
The freakiest groupie moment I've ever had. Whoa. Okay. Can I tell this story? Cause it don't even involve me, but this is. I would be wrong if I didn't tell this story with this question. Can I tell the story, please?
Yes.
Okay, we on the Dirty Nation tour. We in the middle of Canada. I don't know where the hell we was specifically. I think Edmonton. And the homies, we on our way to sound check. We touched down in Edmonton, check in the hotel. Oh, sound check right after that. Conveniently, the venue is right around the corner from the hotel at this theater downtown Edmonton. So we walk to soundcheck. When we walk to soundcheck, a couple of the homies, and I can't be specific, a couple of the homies met this girl just being released from jail. Wonderful story. Yeah, just got out of jail for the weekend. So when they run into her, they kind of sweet talk her and talk her into coming with them. So she come to sound check with us. We come back from sound check and they go back to the room. They made the girl stay in the lobby until showtime. So So the girl is sitting there. We do the show. During the show, these two homies meet two other girls that's popping a little better than she is. Being that she spent the week in jail and ain't went nowhere to wash her ass, it was a good idea to move to the next set of girls, right?
Yeah.
So they moved to the next set of girls. Now these girls go back to the room with the homies, right? The little girl walked back to, they done made the poor little girl just got out, walked back to the hotel. She walked back to the hotel. They made her stay in the lobby. So they in the room with the two groupies, right?
Yeah.
One of the homies is getting it in. The other homie is trying to close the deal, but it ain't happening for him. So he get mad. She go to sleep. And when she went to sleep, oh, no, let me pause. So she go to sleep. 20 minutes after she go to sleep, one of the homies wake the big homie up because one of them was doing security on the tour. He say, yo, they got to get the fuck up out of here, man. It's time for them to go. So he like, what's wrong? He like, dude, it's time for them to go. And I'm like, he like, what's going on? What happened? So the girl wake up, he like, hey, y'all got to fuck up. Come on, it's time for y'all to go. So the girl gets up, reaches in her purse for her phone, and it's come in her purse.
Oh!
The nigga jacked off in the girl purse because she fell asleep on me. That is the best groupie story in the history of groupie stories. He came in her purse because she fell asleep on me, and they put him out the room. When they put them out the room, the same girl who had just got out of jail was still in the lobby. They take her upstairs and do their thing at the same time, right?
Whoa.
So the next morning, now this is an all-night event. Like, we gotta pull out here to the next city at 8 a.m. So they they in this shit all night. So the little girl, they done did their thing with her, sent her back to the lobby. When we go down to check out to leave, she said, "Oh, my God, I had the night of my life. Never did I imagine that I would get out of jail and I would meet, you know," she going here and there. She said, "and then to have my first threesome." And the homie from Cali was walking by when she said that. And he said, "Threesome? That wasn't no threesome. You got ran." That is the best event in groupie history. I could have not told that story as far as groupies. I don't really do the groupie thing. I'll be too, you know what I'm saying? I'll be too leery. I ain't saying I ain't never got, you know what I'm saying, got down, but you know what I'm saying? It ain't no every night thing for me like it is for most of the homies on the tour. You know what I'm saying? They go hard. Once you hit your stride, it's over with.
I believe that. Now, here's another question for you. What's the nastiest thing you've done in the bedroom with a shorty?
What's the nastiest thing I've done in the bedroom? What?
With a shorty, with a female.
Shit, you only could get so nasty without being disgusted. I tell you like this. I don't drink Patron no more, but for some reason the Patron made me want to lick ass. So that was that.
I knew you was gonna say that. Ain't nothing wrong with me.
I'm gonna be real with you, cause a nigga get on here and be like, "No, I ain't mad at you. A motherfucking lie." When you drunk and you don't eat the pussy, you know, especially, it was something about Patron that made me feel like some type of Spanish gigolo or some shit. I don't know what the fuck my problem was, but like a nigga be like toes, yeah, especially if it's somebody I'm comfortable with, it's gonna go all the way down off the Patron. But I don't drink that shit no more.
Well, it's dangerous. If I ever come to Detroit, I'm about to have a bottle of Patron.
Now, are you insinuating that you want me to lick your ass?
Uh-uh. I just said I'm going to get a bottle of Patron.
Well, what are you talking about? When I come to Detroit, I'm going to have a big old bottle of Patron.
Yeah. Shots are good.
Come on, we got to be all the way 100 for my tongue to go in your booty, though. It's got to be like, I got to be like, this is my social security number. You know what I'm saying? It don't just go down, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying we can't be that cool. I just say, on your first trip, you ain't about to get no rim job. Come get your rim job. Come on, get that rim job.
You do your homework, and just remember, if I'm ever out in Detroit, I get what the fuck I want. Just remember that, okay?
Oh, okay.
Do your homework. Be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a good heavy going on there with your white drawers on. Are those your drawers you wearing?
Those are blue. Those are blue boy shorts.
Well, they still draw. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I say draws, I don't mean like the big the swings.
Oh yeah.
I mean they all draws.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I used to have a naked Abby up there, but I decided to put some clothes on.
You was ass naked on your Abby?
Put it like this. That Abby was so crazy, I asked French Montana a question, and that motherfucker started following me. I asked Ricky Smalley a question. He lost his damn mind and started calling me.
What'd you ask him?
Huh?
You said you called Ricky Smalley.
Yeah, I had asked him about being a guest on the show. I wasn't following
him,
and he started following me and everything. It's crazy. Like, men, like, you'll be surprised, like, what a picture will do for a man. Like, ooh, Lord.
Yeah, that is a very good picture, you know. Nice long leg. You look good in heels.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Let's get Howard Stern. Come on, let's turn it up.
We are going to turn it up. Now, have you ever considered letting someone piss on you?
You said have I what?
Have you ever thought about letting a bitch piss on you?
Nah, that's over the top. Like, pee ain't got shit to do with sexy, you know what I'm saying? Pee is waste. I mean, to each his own. If that's your MO, then MO power to you.
You know.
That piece, you crossing the line with that piece shit.
Different men got different zones. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting a feel because you know these are the things that ladies be wanting to know. So.
Okay, you got a lot of female listeners, bunch of freaks.
Of course.
Tell them fire away. I'm ready to answer some questions. Come on.
Okay.
I'm not about to be peed on or shitted on, though. None of that.
Shitting on somebody is a bit much. Pissing on somebody is cool. Now.
It's cool.
Yeah. On a ruler, there's 12 inches on a ruler. Where would you say, what number would you say your dick lands on?
Whoa. Say that one more time. Wow, you going there.
There's 12 inches on the ruler, right? So,
yeah.
If you had to measure your dick, what number would it land on the ruler?
I'd say by 8.
Okay.
I know what I'm doing, though.
Oh, I mean, 8 is good. 8 is good.
Yeah. I told you, I ain't got a dissatisfied customer.
Okay, now, what kind of fetishes do you have?
That's a good question. What do you classify as a fetish?
You know, some men have, like, foot fetishes, like, they just love looking at a female's feet. Some dudes got tit fetish. Some dudes have balloon fetishes where they like to jack off on balloons. Some people like their dicks played with feet, or they like their dicks walked on. I mean, it's all kinds of fetishes out there, you know?
Yeah. Let me think about that. Can I take a second?
Yes.
Hey,
take some time.
You talk about what my fetish is. Right. I don't know. I like when a girl like kind of softly bite my chest. Is that considered a fetish?
No.
I like fucking in public. Yeah, is that considered a fetish?
It could be.
Yeah, I like doing shit somewhere where I ain't got no business doing it. Yeah, that would be it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, here's another question for you. Have you ever got so excited about fucking a bitch you've always wanted to fuck that you came too soon? Have you ever been?
You know what? It's crazy you ask that. Because just recently, yeah, I had that situation. Somebody I've been eyeballing for a minute. And I'm telling you, this is one of my all-time greats, boy. It's real, yeah. Nah, I ain't never had that where I just boom. Wait, I was 19. Yeah, I did. It was a girl named, I ain't going to say her name. It'll be just my luck, she listening. Her name was Hope. And I went to high school with her, but she was a grade or two grades older than me. But this girl was fucking gorgeous. Like, I understand the chance. Like, this bitch was the captain of the cheer team, everything. Like, it wasn't happening. And I bumped into her after I got out of high school. And thankfully, I was in a nice position where I looked like I had some money. I had a couple dollars, but I wasn't like that. And she got at me. And it went down in probably about 30 seconds. And hold on, this ain't the thing. So I nut on the towel, right? Got this towel under her. Nut on the towel. Wipe it off. Put it back in. And didn't last 10 more seconds. I had my second nut in less than 10 seconds. It was the most amazing pussy I had ever had in my life. I don't even think it was so much about her. It was the texture.
It was the texture of the
pussy. It was the texture. It wasn't even so much her, because we had fucked before that, and I had went a little minute. But that second time, oh boy. Oh boy. I ain't never bust two nuts in less than a minute. In my life, I don't think nobody can say that they have.
Okay, here's
the question. You have bust two nuts in there.
Have you ever fucked your friend's mama?
You said what?
Have you ever fucked any of your homeboy's mamas?
No, I ain't never fucked none of my homeboy's mamas, but I done fucked some of my homeboy's. That fucked up my homegirl's mama. That's I don't care who you is. That kind of stroke your ego a little bit. You got to put that in check. Yeah, I had to put that in check. I done took care of a few mama and daughter. That's fucked up, baby. Fucking scum. I'm a scumbag, Anna.
Yes. Now, here's one of my favorite questions. Have you ever directly paid for pussy?
Say that one more time. You turning up like a motherfucker.
Have you directly paid for pussy before?
Have I directly what?
Paid for pussy. Have you tricked off before?
Yeah.
See, so many people come on here and lie and be like, no. But see, you honest. What's the most you paid?
See what I'm saying? You appreciate that about me. I told you I was going to be 100.
Yeah.
All real niggas done paid for some pussy.
What's the most you paid for?
Few hundred.
Few hundred? Okay. Now, is like, okay, you look at porn, right?
Some of the times that I paid for it, the money wasn't discussed.
But it was like, good looking out, bitch, go get you some shoes or something in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
A couple times. But I have been, you know what I'm saying? I don't be riding the beat looking for hookers, but I pay for some pussy. That's funny. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Okay, now, here's another question for you. You look at porn, right?
Absolutely. Who doesn't?
Okay, if you could fuck any porn star, which porn star would it be, and what is it about that porn star that makes you
want to
fuck
them? You know what? I only know a handful of them just because of, you know what I'm saying, they be making club appearances. But if I had a chance to do a sexual act with one porn star, it would be Keke. Is it Keke? Khaki? What's her name? The girl with the 5-inch tongue. Have you seen her?
Nah, I don't look at porn like that.
Oh, my God. Look this girl up. She is a beast. Yeah. She ain't no question about it. She got super head beat.
Cool.
Yeah. And super head scallops with it. Right. You like, ooh. And you done seen super head get down, right? Come on, man. You can't talk all this freaky shit and stale panties and don't watch porn. I'm confused.
My thing is, a lot of porn is like, even though they're fucking, it's not like a genuine type thing. To me, it's like fake, you know, you got to come at the drop of a dime. Real porn to me is like, I meet your ass in the club, we go outside, we fuck right then and there, lights, camera, action. Sorry, Miss Jackson. That's real.
Oh,
yeah. Real life.
See, you don't really have that. You got porn where motherfuckers will tape themselves with their phone or a camcorder and upload it on the internet. But for the most part, you know what I'm saying, the people in Cali, you know what I'm saying, I've been on a porn set before. And it's a long, drawn-out process. It is. Like, hours and hours and hours on the set, and they, like you said, they gotta be like on command with it. It's really the only thing I don't like about porn a lot is my favorite thing about sex. They don't show bitches coming enough on porn.
See,
it's really just all about being dominated. You know what I'm saying? And that's the. That's the fucked up part about porn. They go to show you that the girl is not really into the shit because she ain't, you know what I'm saying, she ain't busting no nut. You know what I'm saying? That's the only fucked up thing about porn. They don't show bitches coming. That's my favorite part.
Oh, really?
That's only a real nigga favorite part.
Got you. Now, I have a couple more questions for you. Now, what advice would you give to a chick that's trying to impress you when it comes to sucking your dick?
You notice I've asked you to repeat every question, so say that again.
For a female that's trying to impress you, you know what I mean? What advice would you give her when it comes to sucking your dick?
So how do you, if I could give any advice to any girl how to give head, what do I tell her?
No. The question is, let's say, for instance, it's a chick, and she tries to fuck with you. How would you tell her to suck your dick? How do you like your dick?
She is sloppy. Use your hands. Like, be into it. Don't just, you know what I'm saying? That's the way that if I had to tell her to do it that way, that's the way I'd tell her to do it. Yeah, just
so,
be, yeah.
So, celebrate.
Work that, motherfucker. Yeah. Get that spit, throw that motherfucker all the way back there, all that. Yeah. Go to work. And don't do it on your own. You know what I'm saying? If we got a 30-minute drive, it'd be a wonderful thing for you to top a nigga off. Wonderful. If we got to go to the mall that's up north, yeah, past the Palace Auburn Hills, top a nigga off on 75. That'd be great. Get you a couple more items purchased.
Got you now here. So my thing is, if y'all taking a drive and she go ahead and she hit that dick right with the mouth game, she going in the mall and she can just throw it in the bag?
It depends. Right? When you finna be going all like that?
I believe
in balance. I believe in, you know what I'm saying? Excuse my language, if I got a bitch I'm fucking with, and I'm spending money on her, I know she going to be the same. You know what I'm saying? She pick up something she think I like. Or you know what I'm saying, buy a nigga a $500 bottle of cologne or take the nigga to a scandalous-ass steak dinner. You know what I'm saying? We don't got to go tit for tat, but you know what I'm saying? If I look out for you, like if it's like that, I ain't spending no money on no stranger.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be some balance in the money spending. I ain't just spending me. I know a lot of people don't like that, don't agree with that, but hey, that's who the fuck I am. I'm not finna be just wasting no money.
I feel you on that. Now, got a few more questions, and then we got to go. Do you like fucking a chick in the ass? Do you like that dookie love?
I got to be, you know what I'm saying? It can't be I want some pussy before I go to bed. It's got to be some after the club, I've been drinking Patron, you fucking wasted it, you know what I'm saying? To turn all the way up like that, it ain't mandatory. It depends on the bitch, you know what I'm saying? It ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't that many troopers, you know what I'm saying? Not many of them ask for it, but it is a couple of them, you know what I'm saying? If I'm on that, then, you know what I'm saying, it ain't a preference, though.
Yeah.
I got to be asked to do it. I ain't finna be like, baby, let me fuck you. Pussy feel too good. So if I'm fucking the bitch in her ass, she's asking me to do so.
Now, would you ever consider making a porn yourself?
Ooh. No.
Ooh.
No, because no.
Why?
Right. No, I wouldn't put a. Now maybe when I get older, like I'd be like 40, 45, and I ain't got shit popping, you know what I'm saying? I do that shit just like for the hustle, you know what I'm saying? But like right now, you know everybody I'm fucking, it's some real fucking going on. This ain't going to be no porn type of material. It's going to be a smashing. Porn got like this technique to it. Thought about views. You know what I'm saying? The angles and the way, you know what I'm saying? The noise and the ambiance and the, you know what I'm saying? The couch and the, all the, you know what I'm saying? There's a gimmick to it. I'm going to turn the iPod on. I might light a candle, might, depending on what kind of night it is. And it's going to go down. So, no porn being filmed this way.
Now,
the homies, though, all these niggas do porn.
Okay.
These the Gold Squad niggas do porn. My little brother do porn. Roscoe do porn. Big Head do porn. They all do porn.
Oh, my God. Now, this is my last question for you, so I got to make this one count. Like, I really
okay.
just got to make
am I doing good so far? Am I? Am I
wonderful.
Is my grade up there?
Oh, yeah, you got an A+. You're riding the chocolate wave. You're doing the damn thing, you know.
Okay, so people typing on your chat line like this nigga retarded or
not,
this goofball off the phone?
You're keeping it real, and you should school other dudes about keeping it real because, you know, the tricking and just your honesty. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists won't do that. They got to keep up this little, this fraud alert. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that yo, yeah, it's your boy shit. I don't like that.
Exactly.
the prototype. I'm not a prototype at all. You know, what you see, what you get. You don't like it? Hey.
Now, this question right here is not really a sexually based question, but...
Oh, shit. I thought you was about to come with the thunder.
Nah, because I just want to see how true you are. How far are you willing to go to make your career successful? Meaning, like, you know how some people will sell out? You know, like, how... LL Cool J came out in his book and talked about how he sucked the dick to further his career or whatever. What is the furthest? How far are you willing to go to be successful in the industry?
Listen, it ain't gonna be no my way or the highway type thing. I'm willing to compromise as long as it's reasonable, as long as it's fair. That's how you conduct business. From the top to the bottom, from a corporate man buying some advertisement to the motherfucker selling a nickel bag of weed. Fair is fair. Right is right. You do things the way it's supposed to be done. If you're willing to compromise who you are, you know what I'm saying, if you're willing to compromise who you are, then you will never forgive yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you, like you said, LL say he sucked a dick to further his career. Well, that means either you like sucking dick or you just completely stole your soul for material things that you can't die with. You know what I'm saying? Where's your integrity? How can you know what I'm saying? You're a fraud. You present yourself as this to the fans, ladies love Cool J, and you didn't put your mouth on a dick to be more popular. If you can't be accepted, then you can't be accepted. But love yourself first. Make sure yourself is all right. That's the problem with the whole fucking world. Don't nobody know how to fix themselves. It's all about who you are, how you feel about you. And if you don't feel good about you, you ain't going to feel good about nobody else. You don't feel good about nobody else. You ain't going to feel good about your life. So what's the purpose of living? You know what I'm saying? I haven't really thought about a limit I've set for myself as far as what I'm willing to do to be successful. In my eyes, I'm already successful. I'm 33 years old. All of my niggas I grew up with died before they was 30. I'm already doing better and more than I was supposed to do. The odds are stacked against me. I'm my own motherfucking hero. If I don't love myself, then how anybody else gonna love me?
Well,
so I ain't finna do shit.
that I don't want to do or that compromises my integrity or who I am as a man ain't got nothing to do with sexuality. Nothing. I'm not about to sign up for no motherfucking club. I'm not about to agree to sacrifice nobody. I'm going to be loyal to those who are loyal to me, and I will conduct business in a fair and reasonable manner, and if it can't be that, then it just ain't going to be that. But I don't want to be famous anyway. I just want to be I just want some bread to be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be in a position where I can't go to the movie. You know what I'm saying? This is what I love to do, and that's why I'm doing it. And I know that ultimately, if I want to be successful, people are gonna have to know me. But I'm not about to change who I am or do anything out of pocket or anything to destroy my integrity to achieve that. If I never achieve it, I can die knowing that I didn't compromise myself.
Well,
I stay real. I stay true to me.
True. I know I said that was the last question, but I'm just curious.
You can talk to me as long as you want to.
Would you fuck a sloppy bitch? Like, she got like, I mean, would you knock a big bitch down?
No, I done fuck big girls before. It's all about how you carry yourself. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, who you mean sloppy bitch as in just a big, you know, no, I have, when I fuck, I have standards, you know what I'm saying? I'm not no picky nigga or no bougie nigga, but you got to have yourself together, you know what I'm saying? I don't want you to think that this your lick by far, so, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm dealing with you, like I said, you got to bring something to the table, you know what I'm saying? I know everybody can't be rich, and it ain't about being rich, but it's about being responsible, you know what I'm saying? Do you got your own shit? You know what I'm saying? How you take care of your business or your kids if you got it? Or you know what I'm saying? I be evaluating because you know what I'm saying? Everybody talk that Barbie boss bitch and red bottom, you know what I'm saying? All that shit everybody be jacking off about, but that shit don't mean nothing if you ain't got your shit together. So, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about material. It's about being a lady. You can't be, you know what I'm saying? You can't be out of pocket. You got to be clean cut. You got to be, you know what I'm saying, respectful. You got to be, you know what I'm saying? You can be a freak. I'd rather you be a freak. That way we get along even better because I'm a freak. But I need you to conduct yourself in a 100% manner that I am, or we can't deal with each other because you, I don't want to say you ain't on my level, but I can't, you know what I'm saying, drop myself down to be somewhere you at by some pussy. You know what I'm saying? All y'all got pussy. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to be careful and mindful or what pussy you getting yourself into.
Now, here's a question for you. Have you ever fucked a chick and her pussy stank, and did you tell her?
Absolutely. During my younger days, hanging out at after hours and shit, and, you know what I'm saying, 18, 19, 20, 21, in reckless days, and everybody, those college years when I wasn't in college, you know, but I ain't never been the type of nigga to keep hitting no stinking pussy. I've always been taught the pussy ain't supposed to stink. It's got a special something to it. It ain't even really a smell, you know what I'm saying? But pussy ain't supposed to smell like too much or nothing. Yeah. No, yeah, I'm not the type of nigga to continue to hit. I've hit something before, but I've always stopped it once I smelt it. You feel me?
always, always. You don't keep hitting no stinking pussy. I don't care if you do got a rubber on. That's nasty. But niggas do it because I'm showing a shitload of girls out here. They shit ain't right because they don't know how to take care of their bodies properly. Because they wasn't taught how to take care of their bodies properly. Because their mama was too busy chasing after a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't do the stinking pussy.
Oh, my God. Well, we have come to the end of the show.
Are you serious? I was having so much fun.
Yes.
We put in a nice 2 hours, though. That's what's up. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. And what's going to happen is I'm going to write a blog about you coming on the show. And
you going to trash me?
No, actually, I'm not. It's going to be, like, a very nice review. And it'll have, like, I need more pictures of you. So I'll have Sadi send me some more pictures. And then
I can just DM me your email. I'll send them to you. I got some in my computer.
That's right.
I need to talk to you anyway, Miss Lady. Miss Chalk.
Yes, I can do that. And then also, you know, it'll have like music, like your videos and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. I'm gonna hook you up. I'm gonna do you right.
I appreciate that, sweetheart. I get off of probation in May. I'll be down in Atlanta the first weekend that I'm off of probation. But I've been there to talk to you a thousand times before then.
I'm in North Carolina, though. I ain't in Atlanta. But I actually want to come.
Scotty told me you was in Atlanta.
Man, Scotty was hot.
Okay, I'm supposed to be in South Carolina. I mean, North Carolina in at the Summer Jam, the 14th through the 16th, June.
Oh, that's like an hour and a half away from me. So you and Scott.
Yeah, so you coming, you going to come down and you going to pump stuff and we going to put our brains together.
Yeah, and we'll put pictures up on Instagram. Just make sure I got my little VIP pass and then I'm going to come.
Oh, you got it already.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. I have to give you a big shout out. I really liked your music. I like the way that you present yourself and that your answers, and you're a very good person to interview.
That's nice of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to include you in the spring issue of my magazine. I'm going to bring my magazine back in the spring. I took I took a long time off with my magazine, but I'm focused and I'm getting back on track. There's a lot of things I want to put out there. I got a lot of things going on. So Grindhouse, DSM will most definitely be included in a lot of my plans. I see a nice bond and union going. So get used to me and Ashton.
For sure.
Make sure you follow her. I'm going to send her your information in a DM, because I already sent you a message already, so, and I just sent you her Twitter, so you can follow her as well. That's my co-host.
Okay.
That's my boo-boo. So, I would like to thank you for riding the chocolate wave on Chocolate City Radio tonight. You did an excellent job. Give me like
I appreciate that, baby.
Oh, you're welcome. Give me like 2 days and your blog will be up. I'll probably do it tomorrow because I have a free day tomorrow. So it'll go out every 3 to 4 hours. You'll see it because it'll have your Twitter name in it and everything.
Okay, for sure. I'll just give you a call tomorrow afternoon. Let's go.
Okay, that's perfect.
All right, baby. I appreciate you. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
All right, man.
Everybody, I would like to thank y'all for listening to Chocolate City Radio tonight. We had, like, a really good time. We're going to be back on Friday. We have Big Knot riding the chocolate wave with me and Ashton. Ashton, you there, Mama?
Yes, I am.
Woo! Is your stuff hurting?
Oh, my goodness, is it? They got you. Oh, done. At least I had a great laugh tonight.
Yeah, even though your stalker boyfriend was trying to ask people about the Bible, how somebody
oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, help him. He has to understand he's on another wavelength. He's somewhere else, and he has to either come down or go to the side, or I don't know. But people are not here for that. Like, people are not on that conscious thing. That's another day, another show. They talking about something else.
Exactly. So people need to get they need to get their mind right. Friday, we have another Detroit rapper coming on. This is going to be crazy. Matter of fact, I have my notebook. So Friday, we have Big Knot. Then next Tuesday, this is going to be a good interview. We have Global Gangsters from Chicago, JoJo Capone, and he is a riot, girl. All I'm going to say is this nigga talk shit, so make sure you got your game face on because this motherfucker will make you just give it to him.
Okay. And
we have January 25th, we have ATKT, and that's our official T-shirt company for our radio show. So when I come to New York, I will have a T-shirt for you, and I think he's going to try to meet me up there because I'm not going to make it for my birthday. So it'll be like a week or two after that. So he's going to try to make it up there. But if not, I'll make sure I have a shirt for you when I get there. And then on the 29th, we have Muccini. So what I did is I'm going to go ahead and try to see if I can get Hype Magazine to come on Friday, February the 1st. I think that would be an excellent way to kick off February. And, you know, it's like Black History Month. So, you know, we can piggyback on the artist, step up your game, and, you know, he can tell artists what he's looking for, what they look for, talk about the magazine and what it represents and how it was able to stay around for so long. So, you know, and then we have the Illuminati show that's coming up next month.
That'll be fun. You know, a lot of people will call in for that.
Oh, yes. I'm sure your stalker will call in and talk about that. But I think Rikers will rip him a new asshole would be on the in the middle of his forehead.
So. You know what? And exactly. Whoever has information or whoever thinks they have information will call in and tell all or not tell all, and it'll be good. I definitely can't wait for that one.
Yeah, this is going to be like an awesome, awesome, awesome show. What time do you get off tonight?
Oh, I'll be home by 3:30. Will you be up?
Oh, yeah, I'm actually about to call that situation that I told you about earlier today. And, yeah, and then after I talk to him, I'm going to call you because then we can go ahead and start setting up that, you know, advice thing. And then you have got to get a FanBridge account. Then that way your fans can ask you questions.
Okay, no problem. Will do.
Okay. Well, guys, we'll be back Friday at 9:30, our normal time. Make sure you guys listen. We love you. Stop, Mommy. And thanks for riding the chocolate wave, and you guys have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.